Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The only thing left on bad team baseball bingo is for the Mets to get into a brawl. That's it. They've tried everything else. They've changed the lineup a little bit. Not really. Did that much earlier in the season when the Soto-Alonso flip occurred. They had a team meeting. They've called up prospects. They've tried everything. The manager got ejected, so maybe they'll have a brawl this week against the Brewers.
Not everything. We haven't had a reliever launch a mitt into the stand yet. That's everything.
Yeah. Maybe they need that.
Well, remember,
I suck. Or no, we suck. Or you all suck.
I still think he said, I'm the worst teammate in MLB.
Yes.
Even though it sounded as if we're the worst team in MLB. I remember we talked about a potential team meeting last week and what it would do. And you were very, it doesn't really do anything.
It never does.
There were questions on if the Yankees had a team meeting. Well, the Mets on Saturday ran out of the locker room to talk about their team meeting. We had one. This is who spoke. This is what was said. Like, guys couldn't wait to talk about this team meeting.
You know what my takeaway was? There's a lot of people that spoke.
Yeah.
And when it's that many people, it's kind of like, what are we even doing?
What's the point?
Exactly.
And then you see the result the next day, which is to lose 12-1.
Yeah.
And I think what it was a reminder is that last year felt magical. Like, team meetings don't always turn seasons around.
No.
Last year, it coincided with the season turning around. But just because they had this players-only meeting after losing the second game to the Pirates didn't mean everything was going to change on Sunday. And it right. couldn't have been worse.
And by the way, it also, don't forget, last year, it was... And at the same time as a lineup readjustment.
Yeah, a lot of things were happening at the same time.
A lot of things happened at the same
time.
And
a DFA of Jorge Lopez.
100%. So it was like, all right, guys, wake up. If Lopez just screwed up and blah, 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 you're out. So it put everybody on heightened alarm, and then you change the lineup a little bit, and certain things worked. It's not going to work again the same way.
No.
Sports doesn't work that way.
Lightning doesn't strike twice. I can't tell you how many emails I got the Mets should trade for Jose Iglesias or they should sign J.D. Martinez. Like, I respect those guys, and they will always be big parts of what this team accomplished in 2024.
Right.
But the idea of just sticking Iglesias in this locker room or sticking J.D. Martinez in this locker room, and that's going to change something, I think it's fiction.
Just because they were there a year ago.
Right. I mean, this is right. not last year. On a lot of levels, good and bad. It's not last year. And I said good early in the season because I looked at this team and said they're more talented.
Right.
They have a chance to be a much better team, and early on they were. But if you're just tuning in, we took Billy Martin's old idea, plus Tommy's inspiration of changing the lineup radically, and we pulled the lineup out of a hat. And if Carlos Mendoza wants to use it tomorrow night, it is very weird. It does feature Juan Soto leading off, something I've realistically talked about. Mm-hmm. But after that, it goes haywire. What's the rest of that lineup again, real quick, Teague?
The rest of that lineup would be... Soto, Torrens, Vientos, McNeil, Ronnie Mauricio at 5, Nemo, Beatty, Pete Alonso, and Francisco Lindor.
Hard no.
Hard no.
We'll get your calls, 888-808-1019.
At least Alonso has somebody protecting him.
He does. He's got Francisco Lindor protecting him. That's great. He hasn't had that.
And after that, Soto.
Bob's in Keyport. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, there's one simple thing. You guys got to do it. It's a Mets silence day. You guys just shut up one day. No Mets. Nothing about them. All your things you tried doing for them didn't work. One Mets silent save, not a word about them, and it'll all be over.
That's interesting, Bob. We actually kind of thought about that today.
What did he say?
A silent day. Don't even talk about
it. Don't talk about it, man. Well, I got good news for you. If the Mets continue this way and they fall out of it, they'll be ignored for months and months and months at a time.
That's true, but that's a long way away.
That's a long ways away. Well, you know what? It could happen quicker than you realize.
I mean, that's like a 10 more game losing streak away.
And then they could fade into oblivion. Mm-hmm. That is something very common in the annals of WFAN. The Mets falling out of it by early August and never being talked about ever again. It's on the table.
Yeah, but not after being the best team in baseball record-wise.
That'd be a quick turn.
What's up, Steve?
Steve in Montville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. That story about Billy Martin, it could be based on something that really happened to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Back when DeRocher was managing, Dodgers were doing very poorly, and the riders were getting on him. So he said, all right, guys, each one of you make out a lineup. We'll put it in a hat, and I'll pick one. So, you know, that's what they did. So at that time, the Dodgers had a hitter named Babe Herman. Good hitter, really couldn't field too well. So sure enough, the Dodgers go out, they play, and they lose because Babe Herman, you know, made an error.
Right.
So after the game, he gathered all the riders and said, hey, which one of you guys put Babe Herman in right field? I just thought you might have liked that. Also, if I could say something about Griffin Canning.
Yeah.
I find that injury very troubling and very disturbing because he's kind of young for an Achilles.
Right.
And I know sometimes if you take, you know, cortisone shots in that area, that could lead to a rupture. And, I mean, he didn't do anything really awkward. It was just a regular pitch, you know, unlike, you know, our ace pitcher who's covering first, and that looked really kind of awkward.
Right.
And you can understand why he pulled a hamstring. But I'm very, very troubled about the Achilles.
Yeah, I think with the Achilles, and we've seen this almost with all of these that we've seen. Saw it with Aaron Rodgers, Tatum, Halliburton, and now Griffin Canning. Those are the ones that are, like, seared into your thought because you saw it happen in real time. It was a violent, quick step backwards with your foot flat, not on your balls or your feet. It's like you're hitting at the like right on the back of your heel, so your Achilles is completely stretched, like it's fully stretched out, and it just snaps and it gives. I don't know about the cortisone weakening of the tendon or ligament or whatever that has to do with it. Even though if you do get shots, you're numbing pain. That's usually for pain. So maybe you're just not aware that you have an issue. You know what I mean? So it's like it doesn't feel hurt. And so you just take it for granted and maybe you do something you normally wouldn't do. Because pain is telling you something. When you feel pain, it's telling you something's not quite right. Maybe he doesn't step the same way or he's more ginger if he doesn't take the cortisone shot. But I don't think it necessarily weakens the ligament.
It feels random. It reminds me of Mike Soroka years ago. He was on the Atlanta Braves.
Happening a lot lately.
Well, with a random step off the mound? Not really.
No, I'm just talking about in general.
Oh, in general, yeah. But we're seeing it in different sports. Like,
right.
I'm thinking of a pitcher coming off the mound for whatever reason, just stepping the wrong way.
But you never actually see pitchers step that way.
Mm.
Like, I mean, he stepped backwards. Like,
right.
Like he was stepping, falling backwards, and then he stepped to catch himself to go forward, and his Achilles went.
Yeah,
you don't usually see pitchers.
I'm trying to remember what Soroka did. It was during the pandemic where the Mets were playing the Braves. It was in Atlanta. There was nobody in the building,
right.
And he took the wrong step off the mound towards Achilles. And then what's crazy, and this is a major warning for Griffin Canning, when Soroka was recovering from this, he was walking in the locker room and re-tore his Achilles.
Right.
And he ended up missing another season.
Right.
So, and now he's back. Good for him. He's pitching right now for the Washington Nationals. It's a great comeback story that he's back pitching again. But you got to be careful because he ended up missing like 2 full years of his career, basically 3 full years of his career. And then he wasn't good. And it took him a while to kind of get back to what, and I don't know if he's ever really gotten back to what he was. He almost went Rookie of the Year in 2019. And now he's just a guy pitching in Major League Baseball. It's scary.
Right. It makes you have to carry your body in a completely different way. Like, you have to learn how to be a different athlete. And that's not easy to do.
Not easy to do, especially for a guy that was resurrecting his career this year. So when we talk about the pitching lab was working with Griffin Canning. I know he had some mediocre starts before it all broke down, but think about it. He was putting together the best season of his career before he took the wrong step. And who knows where it would have gone? John is in Massbeth. What's up, John?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cheeky and Sean, hope you guys had a good weekend. Evan and Tommy, I know how your weekend went. Now, when Yankee players leave the clubhouse going out to the dugout, they come across a sign, a quote by Joe DiMaggio. I want to thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee fan. And thank God I'm not a Mets fan, because if I was, I likely would have been one of those 1,200 people in that seven-line army that took the 400-mile trip out to Pittsburgh over this weekend. You're sitting there thinking you're going to have a nice summer weekend, high hopes that you're going to take this series against this crappy Pirates team, maybe even sweep them, even with Paul Skeens not even pitching, but yet you turn around and you get slaughtered 30-4 in a four-game series and you don't even face Paul Skeens. Now, let's get down to business, okay? May 30th, I did my little drive-by. Blasted Frank Sinatra, yelled out Mets suck, blah, blah, blah. Mets responded by winning 11 out of 13. So I decided to do my little reverse jinx. Since then, 3-13, all these injuries, you got the players-only meeting, you got Alvarez sent down, you got all this stuff going on. Now, we got to make a deal, and I'm willing to make this reverse jinx, end, but it was at a price. And I know last week I offered to end it, and Juan Soto acknowledged me as his tribal chief, but that was last week's price. And last week's price is not this week's price. And don't say there's no price, because in the words of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, everyone's got a price. But that price is now this. Positive Tommy, you're 0-3. The last two Knicks seasons and last year Mets seasons. False, false, and false. Done, done, and done. 0-3. Okay? The people are no longer behind you. You're not Positive Tommy. You're Mush Tommy.
Positive okay? Tommy.
The people are not behind you, and the evidence is in social media. Look at people who reply to Positive Tommy's little snitch. Here's some example. I believe in an October vacation. This gig is past his expiration date. And this is just a loser.
Hold on. I get it. People are mean to Positive Tommy on social media. What are you asking for? I'm Positive Tommy's agent. Of course, makes a decision. What do you want from him to end the mush?
I'm calling for the end of power. I'm calling for the end of Positive Tommy and for him to bestow and anoint the power of positivity on somebody else.
Hmm. All right, Tommy, that's what John wants to reverse the jinx. Your response?
I don't cave to Yankee terrorism, which is what John is referring to here. And all those replies, John, now click on their profiles and you'll see Yankee diehard. It's Yankee fans that don't want Positive Tommy to die. And you are their mouthpiece, John. You have been sent on this mission to submarine Positive Tommy. I will not bend. I
will
not bow.
You know what? The pain continues then, okay? The pain continues. Soto, ACL, you want that?
You know what, John? You're a bad guy. You're throwing injuries out there.
Hey!
Bad guy.
What the hell's wrong
with
him?
Come on.
Can't deal with any more injuries.
What a turn.
I mean, I'll tell you. So John has become a Yankee terrorist. You're right, Tommy. Last week, he demanded Juan Soto acknowledge him as his tribal chief. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Never.
And this week, he has asked for a Positive Tommy to die, essentially, and bestow his positivity on somebody else. Here's the biggest problem. Even if Tommy decided, you know what, I'll do that, he wouldn't be able to find anybody.
True.
Who the hell would take that mantle right now?
Who would you do it for? Giants?
Meaning, would I give my positivity? Yeah. I think John wants me to give the Positive Tommy aura to someone else, maybe here at the station, which I'm not going to do.
You think Sal could pull that off? Like, if you hand the Positive Tommy mantle to Positive Sal, like, could that work? Would you be willing to do that?
No, I would not.
Would Sal want that?
No.
TV Sal, maybe. Radio Sal, no.
John did bring up a good point, though. We're 0-3 here on Positive Tommy. At what point does the message fall on deaf ears?
Well, what I would say to you and John is that it hasn't fallen on deaf ears because the Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, something they have not done in decades, and the Mets went to the NLCS last year when they were at the depths of the records last year. So I pulled them from the fire into the NLCS, and this is the exact time where everybody wants Positive Tommy to shut up and go away, and this is the exact time where you need me more than ever. That would be my response.
I have nothing to add.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's go to Scott in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
How are you doing, guys? So a couple of points to make here. First of all, I wasn't going to make this point until you said invoke their names again. The point with Iglesias and Martinez is just bringing people back, clubhouse guys. They're not necessarily the best players. They're just great clubhouse guys. It may not be the worst idea bringing Martinez as a coach, JD. Maybe bring him as a head coach. He's not playing. You know, get him back in baseball. He can help with the clubhouse. Secondly, if Stearns is going to get all the credit in the world for what he did last year at the pitching, well, he's got to take a hit now with Montas over in Quintana. Quintana's pitching his lights out. Montas, no one thinks he's going to be good. You know that first start was an outlier.
Right.
And the third part is the difference between the Mets, and I've called numerous times about this, they're not a mentally tough team. The 86 team, they had a bunch of guys on that team that just would kick anybody's butt they got in their face. Do you really believe that any one of these guys, they're all great guys, all nice players, you want to have guys like on this other team, but there are no tough guys on this team that are going to get in people's faces.
If you're defining, though, toughness by getting into people's faces, I'd argue, what team in baseball fits that?
Not anymore.
I mean, who is that? Do the Tigers fit that? Do the Yankees fit that? Do the Dodgers fit that? Do the Cubs fit that? Do the Phillies fit that? I think that's just a description we like to bring up because we hearken back to the good old days.
Right. We want guys to be aggressive and mean and look like the imposing athletes that we romanticize. But I don't think anybody's actually like that.
Right. No, I don't think so either. And the question that we can never answer, and I remember asking it in spring training, and of course everybody gave positive answers, was, is this room different? Is this locker room different without J.D. Martinez and Jose Iglesias? And maybe the answer is yes, but at the end of the day in Major League Baseball, you have to perform. You are here for your performance. J.D. Martinez did not perform, especially late last season,
right,
and the Mets made the decision with Iglesias that they had other middle infielders that they thought they could get more production out of. So they made baseball decisions around Iglesias and J.D. Martinez, and I'm not convinced just because they were perfect for the roster last year that they would have been perfect for the roster this year.
Yeah.
Let's not forget J.D. Martinez's mission or his message in that team meeting. Does anyone remember what his message was during the infamous team meeting? Do you remember?
I don't.
His message was, and it wouldn't work in 2025. I'll tell you that right now.
Huh.
His message was, everyone thinks we suck. Everyone's written us off. Nobody believes in us. The pressure's off. Let's go out. Let's have some fun. When you add Juan Soto, and you're coming off a year in which you went to the National League Championship Series.
Right, that doesn't
work. That shtick doesn't work. It worked last year, and that's great, but that wouldn't have worked this year.
No, it wouldn't. And when you think about the differences from last year, obviously there was some more veteran role players. And now, in 2025, those role players are all young, right? And so, like, you have your stars that you obviously need to depend on, but then the role players are what make teams full. They make teams have these runs, and you figure out how to win close games because of role players. They're too young right now.
Yeah.
It's Vientos and Mauricio and Beatty and Alvarez is down. But
it's not that they're too young. It's that they're not performing because young players can perform.
But
Michael Harris did for the Braves in 21. It's part of why they won the World
Series.
Not
consistently.
Michael Harris did in 2021.
Well, he did consistently, but I'm talking about this Mets iteration. They're not consistent enough.
No, I agree they're not consistent. I don't think it's because they're young. I think it's just because they haven't performed.
What are you, so
I think it's necessarily connected.
So they're not good.
They're not good yet. Sometimes it takes a while to develop, unfortunately.
So you might be right, but that's the difference.
Yeah.
Last year, it was veterans who you felt like were going to perform, well, even though they were just role players.
And to be fair about Iglesias, he had a career season. Sometimes you have random, out-of-nowhere career seasons, which is what he had last year for this team.
Right.
Which, by the way, he's not having for San Diego.
Oh, my God.
What annoys me to no end is that 2 years ago in 2023, when the team was terrible, remember in late August, it's got to be the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Locker room's a problem. They got no leadership. Even Tommy Pham came out after the season, said it's the laziest team he's ever played with. And that was the talking point. The Mets failed because of the locker room.
Right.
And then a year later, they're in the National League Championship Series. All of a sudden, the locker room's amazing. Mm. Sometimes we like to blame that when it's really performance. They are hitting .218 with runners in scoring position. That is the second worst mark in Major League Baseball.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But why? But why?
The why is tough to answer to.
Of course.
Want to say it's Eric Chavez's fault? Fire his ass?
It's easy to state the facts. That's simple. But why is not as clear. And I think if you're the Mets right now as an organization, you're finding it hard to figure out the why.
Yeah.
You're having...
Well, what is the why, T?
I have no idea. I didn't play baseball.
No, I know.
I can't tell you what these guys are thinking.
And even the guys that do can't answer that.
Why the urgency in real time is not there for them. I can't tell you why Juan Soto only has big hits when there's nobody on base. It's uncanny.
Can I give you a theory watching them all the time?
Go ahead.
You tell me if you buy it at all? I think a lot of it, not all of it, so hear me out,
mm-hmm.
A lot of it is bad luck. Baseball's a lucky sport. Wee Willie Killer said it 100 years ago, hit them where they ain't. Sometimes you hit the ball hard and it's right out of fielder.
Right.
Sometimes you don't and it drops in for a clutch hit.
Right.
So I think that's a part of it. I think the other part of it now is once something happens for so long, you start to press.
Mm.
And you start to believe, what the hell is going on?
Right.
Oh, guys on base. I'm gripping the bat just a little bit tighter. I'm thinking about it. So my theory, and that's all it is, because you asked the question, why do they suck with runners in scoring position? I wish I can give you an answer other than, all right, I watch them all the time. Here's my theory. I think at times there has been a lot of bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
I could cite a lot of examples of it where Juan Soto, who I destroyed earlier for, yes, he had a great June. He was 3-for-22 with runners in scoring position. Trust me, there's been a lot of at-bats where he hit the ball hard right at somebody.
Right.
I get that. And I also don't believe Juan Soto's a choke artist. I've watched him with the Yankees. I watched him throughout his career. So it's tough to kind of put together that all of a sudden now he can't get a big hit. So I think a lot of it is the bad luck of baseball. And now it's probably becoming mental because it's been going on for more than half a season. And I'll throw a third thing in there, Teague. They're constantly behind now because their starting pitchers are giving up runs early.
Right. And they're problems that are not easy to solve. They don't. There's not real explanations. Well, the pitching, is there's explanations for. The hitting, you just hope that it comes back around. And unfortunately, hope is a bad way to go about business.
Hope is not a strategy.
No.
Hope is a catchphrase that could get you elected. We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Plus, today is a very, very symbolic day, June 30th. What does it mean? No, not the anniversary of the Nets signed Kevin Durant. No, not the anniversary of Mike Piazza hitting that incredible home run against the Braves, the 10-run inning. But it's something else that's very important. We'll explain coming up. June 30th is always a reflective day for me. Not because of the anniversary of the Kevin Durant signing, which obviously didn't exactly work out, or some sports moment. June 30th, Tiki Barber, is the halfway point of the calendar year. Ever think of that?
No.
We are halfway through 2025.
That's nuts.
Is that not depressing?
It is, because it feels like the year just started.
I know. Oh, I know. So June 30th, the end of June, means we've accomplished 6 months. We got six more months. And it got me thinking about something I'm looking forward to in December, which is, of course, the second annual Evan and Tiki Presents 25 in 25, which is our countdown of the greatest New York sports moments of the calendar year.
That's right.
And I shouldn't say greatest, it's most memorable more than it is greatest, because some of the moments are bad. And so here we are halfway through the year.
Yeah, we could not put together 25 great moments only.
Well, it would be memorable.
So yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of memorable stuff.
There's just not enough great moments in New York sports as of
late. What's the number one thing that jumps out at you?
So far?
So far. We're 6 months in. We're halfway through the year. What jumps out at you is the most memorable moment of New York sports so far in 2025? I have one, by the way.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Losing a 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Really?
Yeah, it's just horrible.
That's number one to you?
Yes.
Wow.
I wasn't going to put that number one.
Really?
I mean, it's up there. Don't get me wrong.
It's definitely there.
Oh, no, no. It's a part of the conversation.
It's one of one. It's historic.
It is. But that's not my number one.
What's your number one?
You want? I'm going to surprise you with this.
Hiring of Aaron Glenn?
No. Why'd you say that in such a mocking way?
I don't know.
The hiring of Aaron Glenn. No, believe it or not, though, it is New York Knicks related. And I think you're being very disrespectful.
New York Knicks beating the Celtics.
Beating the Celtics.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks have like five moments that dominate this list, good and bad.
I would agree with you.
Like beating the Celtics on that Friday night, the same night that Juan Soto makes his return. I think that's probably number one. You know what's number two, though? Firing Tom Thibodeau?
That's number one, not beating the Celtics.
You put that number one?
Yes. They fired their coach after losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, that's number one.
And that's not a good moment or a bad moment if we're being fair about this, because we don't know how that's going to work out.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
But we'll know by the time we do the December.
Oh, I don't know about that. In December, we're going to know if the Knicks made a good coaching hire or not?
I think we'll know as soon as he's hired.
No.
I promise you, man.
If they hire Mike Brown tomorrow, that's a good hire or bad hire. You have no idea.
Good hire.
Oh, you're going to say good hire?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's someone who knows what the hell they're doing, it's a good hire.
I know, but ultimately,
if it's someone who has no idea and they're just kind of, I'm going to figure it out as we go along, it's a terrible idea.
But that hire could still work out.
It could.
Like, we're not going to know, is my point.
Maybe.
In December of 2025, we're going to know good hire or bad hire?
That's what, 2 months into the basketball season?
Correct.
We'll know a little bit.
We'll know a little bit. I don't think we're going to know the answer. All right, so your top moment so far, memorable that is, of 2025, is blowing the big lead against Indiana game one. Mine is beating the Boston Celtics to advance to the conference finals, first time in 25 years.
Yep.
Sean's is firing Tom Thibodeau. Do you have a guess what Tommy's going to say? It's not even going to be Knicks related. I got a weird feeling it's going to be
something. It's going to be the Giants drafting Jackson Dart.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Tommy, the floor is yours.
I'm going to cheat here, though, admittedly. I think if you take that Friday night and you couple the Juan Soto return to the Bronx, Bleacher Creatures listen to Tiki, they turn that on him. Simultaneously, the Knicks at Madison Square Garden punching their tickets to the Eastern Conference Finals. That, to me, is a documentary. That night in New York City, to me, is the most memorable night
and
we've had
all
year.
And you had to make a decision.
Yeah,
to
right,
go to the game
exactly.
Or go home and watch.
Correct.
And I think you're. I think you can, because if you remember back to last year when we did 24 and 24, one of the top moments was coupling together Mikal Bridges being traded to the New York Knicks with the Yankees playing the Mets in the Subway Series.
Mainly because we were there.
I think it's partially because we were there, but it was also really shocking and memorable.
Well, and
I think
it's sometimes shocking and memorable because the whole stadium was like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
You're right. And what's funny, it goes back to what we're saying about the coaching hire. We still don't know a year in if that was the smart trade or not. Right. There's a lot of Knicks fans who say it wasn't. There are some who are like, yeah, come on, he made big defensive plays down the stretch. But the Knicks do dominate this list. Now, obviously, that has a lot to do with the fact that the Jets and Giants have essentially not played a game yet. The Mets and the Yankees haven't played postseason games yet. Mm-hmm. The hockey, I mean, what the hell is there to say about the hockey?
Kreider getting traded would be a moment.
So you cut yourself off.
Kreider getting traded would be a moment. I'm not number one.
I'd give you a hockey moment bigger than that.
Don't tell me the Islanders drafting number one overall.
The New York Islanders winning the lottery.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. The fix.
Yeah.
Okay, good point.
Fix or not, it was a shocking moment. I put Islanders winning the lottery up there. I think with the baseball stuff, it's weird. I mean, there really isn't anything, you know, you want to say Juan Soto's debut at Citi Field?
No, to me, the Soto one is where Sean Thornton quit on a baseball field, which ends up being, you know, an idiotic take. But that night in Boston, we remember that night where he took the six pitch or whatever, how many pitches from Crochet. You don't think that was memorable?
No.
Met fans were basically ready to trade the guy.
Yeah, but you know
and
the way
that
it
was
is.
The one where he said afterwards, I was hustling.
I think that was all part of a day or two, you know, that was right after the Subway Series.
He couldn't see the ball or whatever. Remember, he claimed that?
He was taking a few pitches.
I've already forgotten about that.
Well, now you remember. And when you remember it, 2 days from now.
Do you think that's a memorable moment from this baseball season?
I think if you look back on the takes that people had that night, it becomes more memorable. People thought he quit on a baseball
field.
I'm sitting next
to
one.
But I think
of them.
Because he got hot not too soon afterwards, it doesn't stick with you.
Yeah. I don't think the
I remember it, but it's not. I don't think it'll make my list.
I don't think the baseball season's really had it yet. I think other than Judge's return, I'll definitely give you Judge's return, the way the crowd reacted, but even that game was sort of unmemorable. Like, what the hell happened? You know, Aaron Judge dipped his hat and mocked it, and then the Yankees won, and they ultimately won the series 2 out of 3. But I don't think there was anything too defining out of the Subway Series.
We could get one this weekend, though. The way the Mets are going, good or bad. Either the Mets turnaround starts with them thumping the Yankees, or the Yankees bury them, and you're like, oh my God, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. And think about the Yankees last season. Like, the memorable Yankee moments were all from October last year. Like, you didn't have a lot during the regular season, other than opening day against the Astros. Opening day against the Astros is one of those things that stuck.
Right, where Soto was awesome as a right fielder.
Yep.
Obviously, he got on, he hit well, too, but he was throwing out the guy at home plate. Like, yeah, it was that demon being exercised.
Yeah. And from football standpoint, I do think it is the Giants trading up and ultimately drafting what they hope is their quarterback.
Right. The Jets had such a quiet offseason, I don't think it's anything.
Yeah, it's hiring Aaron Glenn.
Other than moving on from Aaron Rodgers, but you kind of expected that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think with the Rodgers stuff. It may be Aaron Rodgers basically lighting the organization on fire with Aaron Glenn and the Pat McAfee interview.
Right, right.
But at that point, I think most Jet fans had just basically moved on.
Yeah, you didn't care. You just felt like sour grapes. Whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything for us. Good riddance.
I got the sense I was one of the few Jet fans that actually cared about what Aaron Rodgers said. I think most Jet fans were like, whatever, it's over.
Right.
So there's a lot to be seen in the final 6 months of this calendar year. But for the first 6 months, it's all Knicks.
Right.
And it shows you how the Knicks have sort of dominated the first half of this year. And here's what's crazy. There's more to come. Because they're going to hire a coach. Now, it may not be shocking. May not be anything crazy. But they're going to hire a coach. And who knows? Maybe they do surprise us with an offseason move we don't see coming.
Right.
It's not going to be Kevin Durant. I know they're holding out hope that Giannis Antetokounmpo becomes available. I think that's very unlikely. We'll get to the LeBron James stuff coming up in a little bit. So there could still be another Knicks surprise before we start this season. But yeah, Thibodeau being fired, closing out the Celtics, and you do bring up a good one, the collapse in game one. Probably more so than losing game six. Wouldn't you agree? Think about what you said. You brought up game one. You didn't bring up game six.
I don't remember the game.
I agree.
I remember what happened in game one. I know they lost. I don't remember game six, though.
I think
the details of it.
I think when we're sitting here in December of 2025, and we're being reflective on the year that was, the Nick moments that will be on the list are closing out Boston.
Yep.
Blowing game one against Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Thibodeau being fired. Those are the three big ones. I don't know if anyone else breaks into the list. Am I wrong?
Maybe game six against the Pistons, but I don't think it's strong enough to get into that conversation.
No, because they were supposed to win it.
How do we feel? The Knicks ones are good. Do we like Super Bowl Sunday? You had obviously the Eagles and Saquon winning. You had the Aaron Rodgers news that broke earlier in the day. And then,
that,
of course,
that's up there.
And the turncoat, Strahan waving the flag. There's a lot of memorable moments.
Yeah, I think that football Sunday. Those are the ones that may be up there. Obviously, this upcoming season may provide, they better provide more.
Right.
But you do have the Rodgers thing breaking on Super Sunday, which is big. Like, you're sitting down, getting ready to watch football, and here we go. Aaron Rodgers is going to be cut. Because at the time, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, we were sitting here debating what the hell's going to happen. I don't think the Strahan thing stands the test of time. I think Giant fans have moved on already.
Yeah, because he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Are you over it, Sean?
I till Tommy said it, I had forgotten it happened.
Yeah. I could tell when that happened.
Somebody else tried to bring it up recently too.
I don't
remember.
Yeah, I think it may have been a bad tiki.
Yeah, no, I think it was actually.
I just can't believe Sean's stance on this.
I'm not surprised because when we brought this up the Monday after the Super Bowl,
because you get it, it was for entertainment purposes.
It's not that. That's not him. I think what happened was Tommy wanted to burn it down. Like Tommy was Seth Rollins, burn the whole thing down, unretire the number, you're dead to me.
Take him out of the Ring of Honor.
And Tommy's got a long memory. So if you would have asked me then, hey, what's Tommy going to say on June 30th if you bring this up? I'd have said, oh yeah, he still hates him.
Mm.
Sean gets mad and then gets over it.
Right.
Like he's a very quick healer, especially when it comes to the Giants. So I'm not surprised that you've already moved on.
Yeah, I was upset with it, but in the end, like, okay, Giants got a new roster now, let's go. I'm not worried about him waving a flag.
No, I agree. I'm not even ripping you. I'm just saying you guys are different. You're a quick healer. His wounds will last forever. Like, he will never forget. There will be a show 13 years from now. Tommy's going to be doing some big-time show on remote 13 years from now. And PR person will be like, hey, you want to, Strahan's going to sit down. Strahan's going to sit down. And the first thing Tommy's going to say to him is, you remember that crap you pulled 13 years ago?
Did you have to do the fly, eagle, fly.
Am I right about that, Tommy?
No, you're 100% right. It'd be my first question. Read the room, Mike. It was at the time for that bit.
And the audience at the time is going to be like, what? Did that even happen?
And he's going to say, it was a TV show. There was no room.
No, I think Strahan's going to forget he did it.
You're right.
I think he's going to say, "What? Are you high right now? Like, right. What are you asking about?
Real quickly, Evan, for TV purposes, ESPN and MLB have resumed talks to renew their TV contract, so that's not dead now. It's Sunday Night Baseball thing.
I wish MLB ran from ESPN and never looked back, but that's just me. Anthony is calling from Bridgewater. Hey, Anthony.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure,
I'm just a really, really, really nervous and upset Mets fan right now. And again, I just want to talk about a couple points. Everyone's been talking about the pitching, and here's the one thing I'm going to say about that. Last year, no one really cared because it was kind of like a transition year that turned out to be a great year. But the pitching has been terrible, and Stearns, this is on Stearns a little bit. But the bigger thing that I'm really interested to see is this. What the hell happened to Mark Vientos? And because of that, is Stearns going to bet on him and Beatty and Mauricio in a couple weeks? Or is he going to get a third baseman that is going to produce there? Because I got to be honest with you. If you look at Vientos before the injury, after the injury, he doesn't look anything like he did last year. I am shocked. I had him penciled in for 25 and 30, 90 RBIs. He's not going to even get 10 home runs this year.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a big thing because going into the season, they were relying on Vientos, relying on Alvarez. Those are two big gaps in the lineup right now that's killing them.
You're 100% right. And even if Vientos wasn't going to build off of last year, the hope was if there's a decline, which is natural, it happens, it wouldn't be a decline that's 220, 645 OPS, six home runs.
Right.
That is a ridiculous decline.
And it doesn't feel like it's injury related. Like the injury was...
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hamstring, and it happened, I don't know, whatever it was. How many games into it? 10, what, 12 games in? But it didn't feel like that was what was wrong with him.
No, he was struggling before
that. It wasn't injury-related at all. Now, coming back, maybe he's just rusty because of the injury, but he feels different. Like, his swing feels different.
Yeah.
His approach feels different.
I think right now, and again, this depends on who's available. That's why these conversations about what is David Stearns going to do at the trade deadline, a lot of it's dictated by, all right, who are the guys that are out there? Because that's certainly going to formulate my opinions. Like, should they trade for a third baseman? Well, are you telling me the Guardians are trading Jose Ramirez? I'll trade for a third baseman, you know what I mean? Right. Not saying that's realistic, but my point is the center field market going to be better than the third base market or the DH market or wherever? And I think that's going to help dictate where David Stearns goes. But I do agree with our last caller. If we are ranking disappointments, if we are ranking reasons why the Mets are where they are, Mark Vientos becoming a 220 hitter with a 645 OPS and six home runs at the halfway point of the season is very much towards the top of the list. Let's go to TJ in Connecticut. What's up, TJ?
Evan, you said Judge and not King Judge a couple times.
Oh, my God. Mm. How many times have I done this already today?
Well, there was two in that last bit when you were going through the memorable events.
When did I say King Aaron Judge's name during the course of memorable moments from 2025?
We were going over memorable moments, and you said, well, you said Aaron Judge, but what you meant to say was King Aaron Judge's return. I don't know what he was returning from, but...
When did I say King Aaron Judge was returning?
Did you mean Soto's return? I don't know what you... You definitely brought up King Aaron Judge's name,
you know,
and
what
didn't put the King in front of it.
I must have misspoken trying to talk about Juan Soto and actually said...
Judge.
Without the king, Aaron Judge.
Right. Do you want to challenge the play? You want me to go to the audio?
I am not going to challenge. Do you have the audio?
No, I can go back easily.
I'm not going to challenge it. Okay. I have to save my challenges. So I'll add two to my list. I know we're $13. For those that are unaware, we now are obligated through the end of the summer to refer to King Aaron Judge as King Aaron Judge. And every time we mess that up, we put a dollar in the pot. Eventually, we'll donate it to his charity. And so right now, I'm the leader. I owe $13. Sure. Sean owes $10. Tiki owes only $2. And Tommy's only sitting at a dollar, which is kind of annoying me. Like, it bothers me.
Well, he refuses to bring up King Judge. That's the problem.
Let me figure this out. Hey, Tommy, what do you think of the Yankee lineup this weekend?
Wait, did he just say King Judge when he called you on it?
He did. I clear him on that because he said you referred to him, quote, as King Aaron Judge by not saying King. So you're all
probably
clear. Maybe a little bit later on when we talk Yankees, we'll force Tommy to talk about it and just see what happens. I can't do it now. He's too on alert.
He's aware.
But we appreciate the call and appreciate the correction. We really much need to be held accountable. It's very important. Lorenzo in Keyport. Hey, Lorenzo.
Evan, I'm calm about the Mets, but in lieu of the Strahan story with the flag and the Eagles, he's dead to me. But a long time ago in the 90s, if you recall, Mike and the Dogs would do their show from Giant Stadium parking lot.
Right.
I was there every game, and they had Bavaro come on. He was sitting there, and they were playing the Cowboys. And they asked Mark, he said, Cowboys, your coach, Mr. Parcells, versus the Giants, who do you got? And Bavaro said, and it broke me to this day, I'm a Bill guy. So even the legends don't see the color of the team sometimes, and they see the person. Because he chose Parcells and the Cowboys over his beloved Big Blue.
Okay. Anyway, what's the point of this?
I was just telling you the story, that's all.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. No.
I didn't know the context of the story. Like, why are we... I mean, it's a nice story, and I appreciate it, but I didn't understand, what it was referring to.
Well, I'm saying that, Strahan did the worst thing and threw the Eagle flag up.
Oh, I got you.
I didn't realize I was talking to Howard Stern version of Evan. Okay. So, as far as the Mets go, they don't have fight. They don't have. Did we not see what this team did last year, beating Atlanta in the playoffs? What they did the first month. I agree. It's all happening at a terrible time altogether. But if you're telling me we're going to be two or three games out of a playoff spot at worst case with 2 weeks left, I'll remind you of the Mets versus the Marlins and everything else. I am calm as can be. Positive Tommy lives on. A little too positive for me, but I think that they will figure this out and we will be okay.
They have to figure it out soon, though. Like, I can't sit here, we all can't sit here, and every time the Mets lose, just cite where they are in the standings and say, they got plenty of time.
Right.
Because eventually, you just run out of time. So obviously, being a game and a half out of first place, no biggie, to quote you. Being up in a playoff spot as we start July, great. But eventually, they have to start playing better. And there's a lot of aspects of this team that need to clean it up.
Right.
No biggie.
It's just not easy to see where it's going to happen, especially with the pitching staff, because it's all dependent on guys getting healthy and getting unfatigued. And now you don't want to sit and say this is all because of, the summer months, and it's just droning on and it's dog days and all that other stuff. But it almost feels like they need the All-Star break. And I know it's a long way away.
How about
still?
Just an off day? They played 13 straight days.
And they have
3-10.
And
they have the off day.
So we'll see what happens coming out of this. But it's just like the team meeting. You point towards something that should fix it, and then when it doesn't, then what do you do?
All right, well, here is the thing that could fix it. They're about to begin a six-game homestand. Six straight days they're playing baseball, then they take another off day. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in front of sellout crowds basically every night. We know they sold out the Yankee series. The Brewers series will have monster crowds, and both of those teams are legitimately good teams. The Brewers have been one of the hottest teams in baseball over the last few weeks. They are facing some really tough customers in the rotation coming up, including one of the top young pitchers in the sport, and Mishorowski and Freddie Peralta. They take on the Yankees. It's the Subway Series. Play up to the competition.
Yeah.
Play up to the 40,000 people that are going to be screaming your name at Citi Field this week. Play up to what you're capable of and win a couple of games.
Right. I think that's just easier said than done.
Oh, I know.
That's the problem.
Oh, I know. It's much easier said than done. Ronaldo from Oyster Bay. What's up, Ronaldo?
Hey, what are you doing? Evan, you're really smart about everything except the Mets, but here's one. I'm a Phillies fan, and you should not worry about these Mets. Breadcrumb Pete had the best 2 months of his life. He's worth $30 million. Ain't worth a dollar more. Soto, great team player. I don't know why you're so worried about this team. They're going to be there in the end. They got hot at the right time last year while my Phillies got, you know, terrible at the end of last year. You made a little run. You beat us in the the division series. And I love the panic. I love the panic mode. And
do me a favor. Do me a favor. I'm going to put you – hold on. Yeah. I'm not cutting you off. I want to put you on hold because I want to discuss your phone call, and then we'll go back to you, if that makes any sense. I can't figure out – and we'll have Ronaldo answer it.
Yeah.
If he's being sarcastic or if he's like, no, seriously, you guys are going to be fine. Did you take that as a Philadelphia douche-ish kind of phone call?
No.
Or did you take it as, you guys will be okay?
I think he's actually saying, you guys are going to be okay.
You take genuineness out of that.
I genuinely, because I think the Mets are going to be fine. They're going to be right there in the mix.
Even though he made like weird comments about Alonso.
Yeah.
Played the best 2 years of his career. Isn't worth a dollar more. Juan Soto's a great teammate. Like, it felt... So what you think that was him being a little bit of a jerk, Tommy?
He's being an absolute passive-aggressive jerk.
Okay.
They went on a little run. No, we smoked your team, and we went to the NLCS.
So passive-aggressive, that's all I'm asking.
Beyond passive-aggressive.
Mm. The king of passive-aggressive is Sean. Passive-aggressive?
He's a Philadelphia fan. He's a douche. So
okay.
Yeah.
I kind of lean with you. I'm with Tommy and Sean, but Tiki's, like, taking him genuine, but... I put him on hold. I didn't hang up on him, so we're going to go back to him.
I heard genuineness when he's saying the Mets are still going to be there. They are, just like the Phillies are going to be there.
All right, let's hear it. Ronaldo and Oyster Bay, we all evaluated your phone call. Now tell us the truth. Are you being passive-aggressive or are you being honest and nice?
I'm a douche. You guys nailed it. That's 100%.
Shut up.
Evan, yeah. No, Evan, no different than you at a game. You're a douche at a game. You know, Tommy's pretty funny, but... To be honest, hey, listen, it's 162 games. I mean, I think, what's his name? The second baseman for the Reds in the 70s, Joe Morgan.
Morgan,
60
yeah.
wins, 60 wins, 60 losses. And what you do with the other 42 games, let's go.
I don't need your cliches, okay?
I like him more now right. As a Philly fan.
Right. Why? Because he came clean that he was being a douche?
Well, yes, and then he's rational. 60 wins, 60 losses, yeah. And then... Do what you got to do to get to the postseason.
A rational douche. That's the kind of Philly fan right. You want to hear from.
Win 30 of those 40.
Here's the problem with that slogan, right? The slogan of Joe Morgan, the slogan of Craig Carton, the slogan of everybody who likes to tell us, there are 60 wins, there are 60 losses, and then there's 42 where you never know. Are there not a few games this season that are actually in the 60-win category that the Mets have blown? Is that not a fair comment?
No, I feel like when the Mets lose, they get their ass kicked. Maybe that's recency.
Well, recently you are correct about that, and that's definitely in the 60 loss column.
Right.
But what about the Friday night game that started this whole thing against Tampa Bay? They're up 5-1 in the sixth inning. Isn't that sort of in that win column that you almost take out and put in the loss column?
Kind of.
That's my problem with that phrasing. But I do appreciate Ronaldo. That was very honest of him. We gave an evaluation on his phone call. Sean was right. Tommy was right. I was right. Tiki was naive.
I just take the best in most people.
Big mistake.
I hear the best of most people.
Especially with someone from Philadelphia.
Well, you know why? Because I ultimately don't care.
I'd say I wish I could be you.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and then I won't care.
Let's go to Johnny in Ocean, New Jersey. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Evan, Tiki, long-time listener, long-time fan. So
appreciate it.
What's about up? The Mets, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This is what I think they should do, right? Definitely need a center fielder. You can't have Tyrone Taylor playing center. Number two, I think Vandy's going to be an awesome player. If you look at his overall stats over the last 8 weeks, he's been solid at third baseman. He's been a solid third baseman. And I think we need a stud pitcher. We definitely need a stud pitcher. I think they should take Udo out of bullpen for now and make him a starter or ease him back into starting pitcher.
I think the problem with they need a stud pitcher is whom? Right. Like the Tigers are not going to trade Tarik Skubal. How many stud pitchers are going to be out there? So it's easy to say they need this, they need that. They don't grow on trees.
No.
There aren't a lot of stud pitchers in Major League Baseball.
No, there aren't. And the ones that are out there, you're not getting.
No.
Like, why would they give him up?
What they need to do, and this is where I will draw a line coming up at the trade deadline. I'm not a prospect hugger, necessarily. Like, if I have to trade Jet Williams in a deal, as much as that would pain me, because his name is the same name as my son, with great rationale there, I'd do it. But what I think is really dangerous is if you're going to be a team that doesn't pay top dollar for starting pitchers and you don't buy starting pitchers, then I don't think you could trade your starting pitching prospects.
Right.
I think trading...
They have to do it in-house.
Correct. Because they're not going to do what the Yankees did. They're not going to sign Max Fried. They're not going to sign Carlos Rodon. So when Brandon Sproat's name comes up in negotiations, I have a tough time trading him. When Nolan McLean's name comes up in negotiations, I'm going to have a really tough time trading him.
Yeah.
Same with Jonah Tong, because the real answer... in terms of how are the Mets going to get a frontline starting pitcher, if we're being realistic, is not by buying one. It's going to be by developing one.
One of those kids has to be it.
Jake Mussorowski, Paul Skeens, those two studs in the National League Central right now, the Mets need to develop one of those guys. So when we're sitting here late July talking about the trade deadline, where I'm going to piss my fellow Met fan off, is I'm going to be a pig. I'm not going to want to trade those pitching prospects because it contradicts what the Mets are trying to do.
Right.
And that's where I draw the line. But when it comes to position players, you got to be open-minded because I think the Mets have shown you, hey, if they need a position player, they'll go buy one. They have not shown that with starting pitchers. So it's easy to say they need a top-line starting pitcher. You're right, they do. They got to develop one. And I think that's the other kind of panic button the Mets can press at some point. Will they call up one of their top pitching prospects? Nolan McLean has pitched well enough to be called up.
Right.
Jonah Tong is still only at AA. Brandon Sproat had a really good last start, hasn't pitched all that great at AAA. Do they pull one of those guys up here and say, we're going to give you a shot?
Well, the other thing you don't want to do is put them in a desperation type of situation with the Mets. Like, we're desperate for pitching. So guess what? You got to be the guy. No different than Mark Vientos coming off the IL, and you're saying, you got to be the guy. And it's just, it's hard to do that.
It's not about, I wouldn't say that. It would more, I'm going to give you a shot. Sunday afternoon, Yankees, Mets, Citi Field. I'm going to give you a shot.
Yeah,
one start, you go back to AAA. We're going to give you a shot. We're going to give you your big break.
But is that the way to do it?
Did it with Jacob DeGrom.
That's Jacob DeGrom.
Well, we didn't know that.
But you know that now.
But we didn't know that. And we don't know if being in an arena like that is necessarily going to cause you to melt. Maybe it's the best way to make your debut.
Maybe. I would prefer to ease into it if I was one of those guys.
Yeah, I'd hate it too because I'd be watching it at 1 o'clock in the morning while I'm in Europe, and that would depress me. I want to be there for the debut of one of these young arms. More of your calls throughout this program, 888-808-1019. We got some football to get to later as well, including a shockingly big trade between the Steelers and Dolphins. But when we come back, LeBron James may be available. I'll tell you the fatal mistake LeBron made, and we'll get you set for NBA free agency, which begins in just over 2 hours. 888-808-1019, Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.